Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. At MyBookie, doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no-strings-attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw, quick. Carries a one-time rollover. Can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there, so bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS, and let's go. Let's make some money together.
What's going on, faithful? You already know what today is. It's Friday, and we ain't got no jobs, and we ain't got to do. So we're going to have some fun. Thank goodness it's Friday. I got the great John Chapman right here in the building, and he's going to bring you and me the game plan versus the Rams. Stick around. We got a lot to talk about on the Wayne Breezy Show. What's going on?
And a 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop. Sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop, we be banging through your speakers.
Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers.
You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy, the 4-9 preacher.
We so bright that we shine at.
What's going on, everybody? You already know what time it is. The John and Wayne Show Part 2. Every week, we give you two shows, not one, but two. John, what's going on, baby?
Man, it's awesome. It's Friday. We're going into this week, and it's weird because the game's important, but not for playoff structurings, for, you know, whatever else. There's lots of stuff. We'll jump into it. But it's just like a very relaxed feel, you know, at least for us, the content creators and the fans, because there's not really much that you can lose. And so that's awesome. You've already won. You're the number one team in the NFC, which is your first priority. One, win the division. Two, get home field advantage in a bye week. That's been accomplished. So this season has been incredible. I saw Michael Pickles comment, this season's been awesome nonstop. And, man, just glad to be here with you today, Wayne.
And I'm glad to have you here. Let's give a shout out to the Breezy Bunch crew. They've been in here early. Shout out to the Countdown crew as well. Jax Knox says, hey, Wayne and John, have a great show. My man Joe says, go Wolverines. I had to put that up there because
hey, man.
That's your guy. He's from your channel. What's going on, Jason? My man Manly is in here. What's good? Peachy's in the building. She wants everybody to become a member of the Breezy's Bunch. Click the join button, guys. Make sure you click that join button. John, you know what? I'm so happy for Fridays because, you know, I get to kind of sit back, relax, kick off my shoes, and just kind of like listen to you on how you would structure like how the game should be planned for. It doesn't matter who the team is. You always have a coaching perspective that allows me to sit back and say on Sunday when I'm watching the game, that's not what John said. That's not what John, what are you doing? That is not the game plan. Run the damn ball. Like, you know, so I love Fridays because I can take Saturday off and then on a Sunday or a Monday, I can sit back and be like, this ain't right because John didn't say so. So, John, Let's talk about the San Francisco 49ers. Week 18, you just gave them props to a tremendous season. They're 12-4. They can possibly be 12-5. I'm hoping for the 13-4. I'm sure you want to be right. I want to be right. But let's talk about the Niners and what they've accomplished throughout the season. And let's start with the Pro Bowl, because you got a bunch of players on the Pro Bowl. The Niners have 21 players, 9 of them as starters. That's the most. Is this the most ever?
It's not the most ever. There were two teams that had 12 back in the day.
That.
One of them were the Ravens, and I forget who the other team was.
I feel like it was the Chiefs at one point, but I don't think you can ever see Chiefs with 12 people starting, but it's possible.
I know the Ravens had 12 at some point. So, but it's the most by far. It's not even the most by like one. It's the most by two players.
Yeah.
The most any other team has is 7.
Yeah. So how you feel? Like this is an accomplishment. Oh, here's my question. How important is it to have a Pro Bowl selection? And what's the difference between being selected to a Pro Bowl and being an alternate in the Pro Bowl, and does it weigh the same?
It's money, man. So the players care a lot about the Pro Bowl because they'll build in incentives into their contracts. So, for example, Charvarius Ward, he got an extra $250,000 this year because he nailed that. Also, Brock Purdy's fourth-year tender number went up by about $250,000 as well after being named to a Pro Bowl. It's some extra money. And $250,000, you know, Charvarius Ward, undrafted free agent. That dude didn't make NFL-style money for the first 4 years of his deal. Whenever he signed with the Niners, he did. But this is huge. Brock Purdy, same thing. These are two guys. One was undrafted and one was the last pick in the draft, that they're not making that money early in the first 4 years of their NFL tenure, but now that helps them out. So it's huge. The players, it's a recognition thing. And if you want to see like how much it matters, look at what happened to Antoine Winfield and his teammates at Tampa Bay. He got snubbed. Look at Brandon Ayuk getting snubbed. Look at Dre Greenlaw getting snubbed. It matters. But we did get 9. Should have had 11. 9. We still got the most. Should have been 11, but that's okay. It matters to the players. And it matters money-wise. Contract negotiations, it matters.
Can I just say that it may matter in another way as well, and you can kind of agree to disagree? My man JP Hellahar 2800, our good friend, we're still praying for your success, your recovery, right? Says F the Pro Bowl, let's hope we're still playing when that time comes. And I think we all can agree that the Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything, because the Super Bowl should be the only bowl that's on their mind. But let's talk about Hall of Fame status.
It matters, man.
Okay. Wait. Because people saying F the Pro Bowl, and I'm not talking about JP Hellahar 2800, even though he just literally said F the Pro Bowl, but I don't think he's thinking from this mindset, like in the future, because we got a player. We had a player who was a starter for the San Francisco 49ers, probably one of the greatest San Francisco 49ers of all time, who is a nominee this year. And how many Pro Bowls did Patrick Willis have? And he's still not in the Hall of Fame. So does the Pro Bowl matter?
It matters a lot, because he only had 7, I believe, right? So 5 All-Pros, 7 off the top of my head. And, like, you look at this, like, look, it matters. Trent Williams just had his 11th Pro Bowl. 11th.
But this is only CMC's 3rd.
Yeah,
he's far off from Hall of Fame status.
He had those 2 years that were off with injuries. Pro Bowl's not the only thing with the Hall of Fame, but it does matter, because the very first thing, again, whenever, and we do this all the time in the offseason, which I love these nostalgia episodes where we go through, and like, first thing I'm looking at, okay, how many All-Pros? All-Pro is the most important.
All-Pros.
Pro Bowls are number 2, but
then
now
Super
Pro Bowls,
right?
Doesn't have the weight. Super Bowls matter. They shouldn't matter as much as they do for the individual, because, like, if you're a
safety, a team thing, yes, sir.
More of a
Got
team
you.
Thing for quarterbacks,
yes,
I think
yes,
it matters.
Sir.
And people
yes,
can
sir.
Say, well, wins aren't a quarterback stat, but whatever, I don't care. But, like, okay, I'm looking at this list right now. Tom Brady has the most Pro Bowls, 15, right?
Damn!
There's 4 players tied with 14. Tony Gonzalez, Merlin Olsen, back in the old time, Peyton Manning, Bruce Matthews. Like, all these guys are in the Hall of Fame. Jerry Rice is tied for 3rd with 13.
Okay,
and now you've
okay.
got Trent Williams. He's right behind
11.
Them with 11. 11's impressive.
Just quick off the top, 49ers win the Super Bowl. Does Trent Williams come back in your opinion?
No.
He rides off into the sunset.
He deserves it. He's never been on winning teams. Until he got here. Till he got here.
I would cry. I'm going to cry. I cried when Joe Staley retired.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen a 49er staple. And he was a staple.
He was. He's like 10-year club. You know what I mean? Like that dude.
Like literally, I was like, dang, but the Niners had a plan. I would assume that the Niners would have a plan, but just off the top of your head, if he retires, who do you think that contingency plan would be at the left tackle position? This show is straight off the cuff. This is not scripted. We are just having some fun.
I don't think it's there.
It's got to be there.
If it is, it'd be Jalen Moore on the left and Colton McKivitz on the right.
Okay, homegrown plan. I got you.
But, like, that's not what you want. You know, the 49ers got the plethora of picks next year. El Guapo, do you know what a plethora means? sorry. I love that movie. You got to get somebody. Like, if I could choose, I'm drafting O-line. O-line should be what you're drafting. You can't go pay somebody.
Okay.
You can't do that. You got to.
We can't?
Trade. You could trade, but I don't think they could afford left tackle money right now.
I think trading.
Draft is the way to go.
Okay, there it is. First round pick, left tackle. It has to be the left tackle.
I would trade up. I would probably, like, again, based on what happens, but we have so many picks. I think we currently have 11 draft picks. Yes, 11 draft picks.
Yes, sir.
Slated.
Yes.
Man, I would trade up. You know, we'll be picking 32. Yeah, that's right. I said 32. You jump up kind of 26, 25, see if you can get somebody if it falls. This is a heavy offensive tackle class.
For those that are new to football, John just said that we're picking 32nd. That means that we are winning the Super Bowl. That's what John just said. That John just said we'll be picking 32. If you don't know how
we're saying we're winning the Super Bowl for 2 years.
And I know. I'm just putting the preface out there that without you saying that we were winning the Super Bowl, you were saying we're picking 32nd, which in my brain says, oh, sugar snaps, we just won the Super Bowl. Because the only way you could pick last unless you trade to pick at 32nd is if you win the Super Bowl. John, I love what you just did. I was just giving you your props. But there's people out there that are kind of like, how are we picking 32nd? We don't got the 32nd picking. Nah, we finishing first, meaning we're winning it all, which means we draft last in the first round. Feels good to have a first round draft pick. I know we shouldn't be there, but I thought to bring that up because I'm looking at, I want to win this Super Bowl because I want Trent Williams to literally ride off into the sunset. First ballot
Hall of Famer.
First ballot, you know, find some way to continue to be a part of the organization. I don't know what they would do. Shout out to my boy, Daryl Granville, man. Breezy, come celebrate with the CT faithful this weekend. I probably will try to do that. Let me give you a props and some shout outs, man. I will be home this weekend. And so maybe that's something that I can kind of get up there and do. All right, John, it's good that the Niners are in the Pro Bowl. The next time we'll be talking about celebrations for the San Francisco 49ers will probably be before the Super Bowl, which will be like the awards night. Right. And so we got some things, you know, MVPs, offensive players of the years, things like that. We've given our love and our accolades to the players that broke records, set records, all that type of stuff. Let's move down to the health of the San Francisco 49ers, especially week 18. I don't want to focus on going into the playoffs because they'll have a week off to get healthy. But let's talk about the health of these players. We got some injuries on this team. Let me just put the injuries up really quickly for those that don't remember who is not going to be playing in this game. So here's some of the injuries. Christian McCaffrey. He has the calf strain. He's going to be out. Ambry Thomas with the broken hand had surgery. We're speedy recovery. Eric Armstead still with the foot, the plantar fasciitis. Jair Brown with the knee sprain. Tashaun Gibson newly added to the list. Supposed to be out between 7 to 10 days with a quad strain. And Ross Dwelly's high ankle sprain is still giving him some fits or isn't. So let's talk about the health of the San Francisco 49ers. Just headed into week 18.
It's not. The 49ers have been one of the healthiest teams in the NFL, to be honest with you. Now, there's some injuries, and they're definitely not like clean bill of health or anything by any stretch, but by far one of the healthiest teams out there. Now, we're just looking at week 18. Anybody that's on the bubble, you just put them on the side. You just literally, you take them off the burner, you set them to the side. We're icing you up this week. You move on. And so the names you just listed, I don't expect any of them to play. There's no reason for them to. So it's on to the backups, and I'm excited for the activity we're going to do today. I'm really pumped about this. But, you know, those guys, you just set them down. You're done. Ice up. We'll get you later, you know, trying to establish that depth and the continuity moving forward, because now the 49ers, here's the great thing. Probably not going to be the most like entertaining football out there, but for us, the diehards, if you're watching this channel, you subscribe to Wayne Breezy's show, you know what's up. We get to see the future. You talked about Trent Williams and the what if. Well, guess what? We get to see it. We get to see Jalen Moore out there this week, and that is gigantic, huge news.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit matchup up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is gigantic, huge news. And I think Jalen Moore, this is third year, right? I think this is good for him, right? This will be good if he can get the majority of the snaps, because we're going to play a game called Oh Snaps. I just came up with the title right off the dome. You can't tell me we not good, man.
You're good. We're good. I'm just here. I love it.
Look, the health, I'm with you. It's not a bothersome for the San Francisco 49ers, especially when it comes to me, because I just feel like the 49ers aren't. How many players, John, are currently on the 49ers injured reserve? Is it 4?
I think it's more, because if we do the whole, guys that have been put there.
Let's do it. I'll give you 2. I'll give you Kalia Davis, Drake Jackson.
There we go.
Ray McLeod.
Correct.
Danny Gray.
Let's see here.
Now give me the rest. They can use 6 slots, correct? Or can they bring 6 back?
Yeah, there's 6 more spots that they get to bring back.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I was going with this.
Hufanga's okay. On there. Jackson.
Drake Jackson.
Cameron Law, too. He cannot come back.
See, I'm thinking those are season-ending IR. Right. So I was thinking the ones that can return. My apologies.
Yeah, so Ray, George Odom, and Nick Sakil.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about George Odom. Yeah. When is he? They haven't even opened his practice window yet,
no,
right?
No, he's been out for 5 weeks. So he went out in the Seattle game, the first Seattle game is where he got injured. So he's missed 5 games. So technically he could come back, but that injury.
What was his injury again? Do you remember? Shoulder?
What was it? Was it a shoulder?
I don't remember. What was George Odom? They remember. What was George Odom's injury, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm curious.
Torn bicep.
Oh, no,
so
no, no,
can
no.
He can come back,
yeah,
but not
he,
in 5.
Yeah. That was going to take a time. I knew it was something detrimental to where he couldn't just return. And yeah. So, well, possibly in the playoffs was the targeted return, remember?
Yeah. And maybe you bring him back because you have those spots now. Last year, you didn't have any. Last year, you overused them. This year, again, whenever I say the 49ers have been one of the healthiest teams out there, this is a testament. You know, you're allowed to bring 8 guys back from IR. We've only brought 2 back, just 2. And so.
So like, far.
Yeah. And so you got 6 of those 8 slots unused.
So I'm thinking only three would get brought back.
Maybe. Yeah.
Ray McCloud's the third. That's why I said three. Ray Ray's got to be the third, right? Practice windows open, full practice for Ray Ray, but he hasn't been brought up to the active roster. Are you thinking they're going to wait to the playoffs?
This is one of the biggest issues, because here's the dilemma that Kyle Shanahan's going through. Ray Ray McCloud's practicing in full, and you want him back there. But if you activate him this week, you have to cut somebody. So do you wait, knowing Ray Ray's going to be the guy? He's a vet. He's gone through enough, whatever. Like, you're not worried about him being rusty with the practice in full already. So do you just, like, kind of sandbag a position and activate him next week and allow somebody on the bet, Chris Conley, to keep being the guy out there? You know, that's what it comes down to. Do you keep Chris Conley?
But I don't think they understand. I don't think people understand what's really going on. So, like, all right, so you, because if you release Chris Conley, you can't bring him back up unless you sign him to a contract, right? Or has he been signed to the active roster?
He's on the active roster currently.
Okay, so we're talking. So, all right, so let's talk about the practice squad, because if we're talking about the health, when you're talking about these practice squad guys, they can only be brought up two times before they have to be offered a contract, correct?
Correct. And you can only bring up two a game.
You can only bring up two a game. Damn.
Yeah, it's hard. If Kyle Shanahan had his way, he would elevate the entire practice squad, and all of them would be playing this week.
In 2026, I guarantee you that's going to be the new rule.
And I think as we keep moving forward, I think next year you'll be able to elevate three practice squad players. I think they're going to continue to do that.
My point exactly. Listen, we got a couple of Super Chat contributions, and I don't want to miss them and give them their credit. We got Jax Knox kicking off the show. Good morning, Wayne, John, and Faithful. I hope everyone Friday is going good so far. I want to just say, try to love and be nice to your neighbor. You never know what the next person is going through.
Huge, man.
That's deep.
Empathic responses to situations are wonderful. Man, you never know. You never know. Always start off, make the world better. We all go to the supermarket. There's that one person that just, like, is having a bad day and makes it worse for everybody. Be the opposite of that. Don't be that person. Make days better, man.
I chose to be this way because of a movie. The name of the movie was called Falling Down.
Oh my gosh. Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas goes to McDonald's. What do you mean breakfast is done? What do you mean breakfast is done? I don't miss movies, Wayne.
And then after that, he went postal in high school. He just went postal. Like, all I'm saying is that movie right there let me know you never know who's going through something. So just say good morning. Just say hello. And if you feel like with a follow-up question, how are you doing? And if you don't want to ask a question, say hello, good morning, and I hope that you have a beautiful, amazing, nice day. Jax, thank you so much for the Super Chat contribution. Eddie G and the Bulldogs, my brothers, can't wait to watch this mid-off game. He's giving it a title.
I like it. It works, man. I want to call it the Sunscreen Bowl because you got the two ginger quarterbacks. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but Carson Wentz versus Sam Darnold.
Is that racist? I'm just curious.
Look at me. I'm the sunscreen king over here, bro. I belong.
It was cool when you left for that sunscreen, but when you mentioned the word ginger, I feel like I can't say ginger. That's like saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do it. But no, I just like that you got two former first round high draft pick quarterbacks going at it, and I think Carson Wentz is better. Okay, ready for playoffs to start. Niners against the world. I want that trophy.
So bad, man. So bad.
I can taste it, like, literally.
And so, like, and that's the thing. Like, you look at different teams. Like, we had one of your Eagles buddies talking, like, he was really
filthy.
Cool and
mm-hmm,
whatever.
Filthy.
But, like, mm-hmm. His AVI had one Super Bowl trophy, and it just looks so lonely.
The
Niners
fact that you brought that up was the lowest blow.
No, man, I was congratulating him on the one that his team won. They won one trophy. That's really cool because the rest of their history, they have zero. One's more than that, but one is the loneliest number that you'll ever see. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But
No. You're not wrong. Here's what you did. You did what Wayne would do. You did a breezy move. You congratulated him and played him at the same damn time. You've been hanging around me for way too long, bro.
I know. But, like, we're spoiled because we got five rings, and we've been back to the Super Bowl twice, and we lost them both. And so, like, we are not used to losing Super Bowls. We win Super Bowls. That's what we do. crab cakes in football, right? Like, this is what we do. And so we've got to get back on the right track. And we've been so close. 3 out of 4 NFC championships. It's just right freaking there, you know?
It is.
It's right there.
I agree. Listen, Gammon Brown, this is from your channel. You go ahead and take this one.
Oh, here we go. Better rapper, Kanye West or Taylor Swift? Why are you trying to cause issues? I have Taylor Swift muted on my Twitter just so I got overwhelmed whenever she started dating the other guy. I can't handle it. So I'm going to go Kanye. I think that's fair.
I mean, if we're talking the first 3 album Kanye, yeah. I can't front, yo. Shake It Off is probably one of my favorite songs of all time. I just thought it was written perfectly. I know she didn't write that. That's how I know Taylor Swift didn't write that one, because nothing else that she wrote has that type of effect. That was a put-together song by a bunch of producers.
She's unbelievable. But it's just not my thing.
She's very talented, but I know Shake It Off wasn't her thing. But that's what made her, that's what made her Taylor Swift. That record right there. That record was kind of dope. I'm going to go Kanye here. You know, no bias, just Kanye for me. Like I said, give me the first 3 albums, Kanye. Bobo, also from your channel, John.
Oh, here we go. With the 150 million renovations, will Levi's be better? It will not. That's going to go. If you have a priority box, that's what the money's going to. It ain't going to the commoners. It's not us. So, no, it is not going to make it better for us. It will make it better for the World Cup, which is why they are doing this, and for more company suites and whatever. It's not going to help our experience at all, sadly.
Interesting.
And I love Levi's, but it is by far one of my least favorite stadiums I've ever been to.
Want them to do is boost the internet. That's it. That's all I need them to do.
I have to bring my own portable Wi-Fi into the games. That cost me like over $1,000 just so I can record after the games. Like, I mean, a joke. They're in SoFi, absolutely abysmal. You can't even tweet. It's ridiculous.
Told you.
Anyway. Silicon Valley, my ass.
Yeah, it's silicon, but it, I don't know, or it's a valley, you know, or it's a valley. Kylie, you can't tell me that my black card is on hold, bro, because if you listen to that, it was probably written by a rapper. That's why I like
talent's
it. Like,
talent, man. Talent's talent.
Listen, like, oh my gosh. It got a bop. It got an old school hip hop bop, bro. I'm going to ask you to listen to it one more time. Bleep out the words and just listen to the bop. I don't think you understand how I listen to music,
bro. She's talented,
bro.
Man. She's very talented. I don't listen to it, but she is beyond talented. I give it to her.
They say that Levi needs shade out there. Just
my gosh, dude.
For one quarter.
That Cowboys
one
game
quarter.
Was rough.
Bacon.
R-U-F-F, man.
Kevin Bacon, bro.
And so you can pay 3 times the money and sit on the shade side, or you can go cheap and freaking.
They did that on purpose, fam. I'm telling you.
The rumors are that they were going to build it on the same plot as Candlestick, and then they changed it whenever they held the counties kind of hostage against each other, and they just never altered it. I don't know the legitimacy of that, but yeah, the setup's bad. The stadium's wonderful, but it's not one. I love it. I've been to more games there than I've been anywhere else, but it's not one of my top 10 stadiums in the NFL.
All right, John, let's have some fun. All right.
Yes.
Let's play the game. Who should get the most snaps at each position? We're going to go old snap. John, do you have something that you can share? And when we put it up or.
Yeah.
Because you're quick with that. I'm slow.
Give me a quick second.
You got a quick. So, guys, the way we're going to play this game is it's called Old Snaps. All right. And so John and I are going to try to create a list of the 49ers players in this Week 18's matchup that's going to get the most snaps at each position. Okay, at each position. So that doesn't mean we're not going to talk about the starters. We're not going to talk about the reserves. We're going to talk about everybody. Everybody that we feel is going to be available in this game, we're going to show them some love right now. Now, Matt Barrows put out a tweet a little earlier today and said that he feels that there's going to be some players that aren't going to play. Here are the players that aren't going to be – the players that are going to be inactive. Brock Purdy, Eric Armstead, Christian McCaffrey, Tashaun Gibson, Jair Brown, Ambry Thomas, and Ross Dwelly. These are the guys that we talked about earlier that were on the injury report, which means everybody else is going to see a snap.
There we go. So I made a quick Microsoft Word high-tech device here. This is about as high-tech as it gets, I
this is perfect, man. Listen, you can't go wrong with Microsoft. I know everything's about the Google Doc, and, man, I'm old school. Listen, I'm old school. I'll pull up Microsoft Word in a heartbeat, but you're quicker. Your heartbeat's
all
quicker.
All right. So here we go. Most snaps, right? Okay. Wayne, you want the first one? You take the first one.
The first one. It's got to be Sam Darnold because listen, I know Madden, he was trash, but listen, this isn't Madden. This is real life. Sam,
I'm going to put this in red letters just to be true to Sam Darnold.
Just to be true, it's got to be Sam. Give him the snaps. Listen, this is a game. This Sam Darnold getting the most snaps does two things for the 49ers, okay? Number one, all right, it allows Sam Darnold to go out there and put out some really good film and show that he's progressed and he's able to run the system and blah, 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 blah. See where he picked off up from before he was benched for Baker Mayfield in Carolina. That's number one. Number two, if Brock Purdy goes down, can he run this offense? So I need to see Sam. I need to see Sam, I am. No, I don't eat green eggs and ham. You hear how I did that, Kylie? I know you don't like the bot, but that's... it's what it is. John, you're going to go running backs here. Are we going to get one full running back, or are we going to break these snaps up into twos?
I think we could definitely do two, and we could go afterwards. But, you know, the last thing I want to say about Sam Darnold is Shanahan told the team, we are acting this week as if Brock Purdy got injured on the first play, and we're moving forward with Sam Darnold as our quarterback. So that's what the whole team is planning for. At practice yesterday, Brock took first half team snaps with the ones, and then Sam took the second half. So we get to see what Sam can do. We're going to get to see what that looks like. So if we're doing running back, I think the running back that should get the most snaps is Jordan Mason, not Elijah Mitchell. I don't want Elijah Mitchell getting hurt. He's been sick this week, hasn't had full practices. I want Elijah Mitchell for the playoffs. Put that dude on ice. You know, if we're going to elevate somebody off the practice squad, whether that's TDP, Jerry McNichols, don't care. Jordan Mason should get. I want to see what this dude could do with 25 snaps. I want 25 carries. I want Jordan Mason out there to show the world this dude's for real.
I don't disagree with your take on Mason. But I don't think Elijah Mitchell is unhealthy, other than the fact that he's dealing with some type of a sickness. So with that being said, I want him out there. I rather him get the boatload of the snaps just to see if he's still that guy. He's got to do it. He was productive.
See, my thing is he's going to get injured.
I hear you. I hear you. And I'm not. That's why I don't disagree with it. But I still want to see production. So I don't care if Jordan Mason gets 25 carries, then Elijah Mitchell should get 15, and that's 40 carries, and that's what I want anyway.
Okay. All right. So you're up with full back.
This is interesting because I know Juice is not going to play this whole game. Like, he's the veteran of veterans, but I don't want another fullback out there but Juice Check. But who else will play fullback? Ross Dwelly's injured.
Charlie Warner's been doing it. You got a rough one. This is the hardest one.
Damn it. So we just alternate. We using the fullback. We got to go with some.
See, I think Braden Willis can do it.
We haven't seen him, but this might be the time.
I think Charlie Warner. That's who I would.
Let's put Warner in there. Let's put Warner in.
He could double duty as well.
And you can always motion him out to the line, and now he's back at a tight end, but labeled as a fullback. This will be interesting. Okay.
He's played some fullback snaps. He's been back there. Even in the I formation, he's got some snaps back there. So, hey, Kyle Juszczyk, I'd maybe play a series, but most snaps. This is all about most snaps during the Rams game. I want Charlie Warner out there, personally.
Okay. All right. I would like to see some Braden Willis, though, at this position. But go ahead. Wide receiver one. Who's going to be your wide receiver one?
Roddy Bell. All right. I knew you were going to use him, but I want him being that Ayuk spot. Ayuk gets one or two series tops.
Absolutely. I'm going wide receiver two's got to be Chris Conley. This is a guy that we have seen in the mix. He's run some good routes. They can probably utilize him, even though he's a take the top off the D type of wide receiver. They've been utilizing him in the red zone. He's just not getting the look. So we'll see. These are guys that practice with Sam Darnold. So this is actually a great exercise. Who's going to be that slot guy for you, John?
This is the hard one because, you know, Willie Snead's gotten some of those. Ronnie Bell's gotten some of those. Ray Ray's back. Do you bring him back? I personally don't think you bring Ray Ray back this week.
So
I'm going to be weird right here.
Oh.
I'm going Juwan Jennings. I want to see Juwan Jennings play. He's missed a couple weeks, and I want him to mix it up with Sam Darnold.
It's time. If he's cleared, I'm assuming he's going to clear concussion protocol for good. He's been practicing this week, even though both of his practices have been limited. Put him back at his natural position, and then I'm more excited about third downs for the San Francisco 49ers, and first downs and second downs.
And I want to say shout out to Nigel Crane. He's got a comment. He says, Jennings should be number one if he's healthy. He missed a couple of weeks. I don't want to move positions. I want Jennings to play the slot. Ronnie Bell to play the number one role. That's what he's practiced most of the year. I want Conley to play. Conley's played all three, but he's a vet. He can do it all. Like, I want Connie in the Debo role. That's what I want personally. So, like, I don't want to move Jennings out of his. When Jennings was forced to play the Debo role, when Debo was out, he was terrible. He was ineffective.
Yeah. And so he couldn't block
Jennings. Right. I want Jennings in his natural habitat. That's where I want him.
I like that. Let's take a quick pause and get the Super Chat contribution up from Michael Pickle. We got to do the foghorn. John, you got this one, baby.
Michael, the man. I freaking love this dude and his wife. They are two of the best people ever. If you ever, here we go. He's being nice. If you have not been to a Rush road trip or tailgate, are you even a Niners fan? Went in Arizona. It was amazing. Go get your tickets for the playoff games. You will not be disappointed. We got early bird ticket prices are up right now for the divisional round tailgate. This is the cheapest they're going to be. They're going to go up after this weekend. So if you're one of those people that's like, dude, I want to go, save money right now. We have it at cost. The catering, the bar package that we do, the giveaways, right now is at cost. We don't make a lot of money on these things, but ticket prices will go up. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Wayne's coming out. It's going to be one of the best tailgates we have ever thrown. We are sparing no expense. So thank you, Michael. Appreciate you. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Tickets up now.
Interesting take, because I know we just finished with the wide receivers, but I'm curious to think that a wide receiver will be brought up from the practice squad this week.
Wouldn't mind it.
It's got to be Willie Snead, right?
How many times has he been elevated?
I feel like so it can't be Willie Snead, because if he's been elevated, it's been elevated twice, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so then who else is on that practice squad? Winstead is gone. Who else is there?
Danny Gray, you'd have to lose a spot, and I don't want to do that.
No. What's the other? There's another. Isn't
Tay
there
Martin.
Another?
Tay Martin still has one available.
There we go. So this might be Tay Martin. Good job, guys. This might be Tay Martin. Niners
you
Nation,
mean right
Niners.
Here?
No, I'm just thinking that they'll. Jennings? I'm just thinking they'll activate him and have a four wide receiver.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
All right, let's go tight end. Tight end one. You move Charlie Warner.
But I think Charlie Warner can double dip here. I don't think it excludes.
I'm definitely going to go Charlie Warner here. But if you're going to go with two tight ends, it's got to be Braden Willis.
Yeah, it's got to be Braden Willis, and that's who I'm most excited about. He's done well. He's coming in mop-up duty, but he is aggressive. Like, he fits the mold. He's mean. He's a mean man.
All right, left tackle, you got this one.
Left tackle, my turn. Oh, Jalen Moore. Easy. I want Jalen Moore.
Which is naturally where he's been progressing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, for you, like for me, I just want the offensive line to play the game. Like if they're young, they should be out there. So I'm going to go, and I know he's been dealing with injuries, and, you know, if Aaron Banks can play this game. Ooh. But this might, because this might be a Feliciano get the most snaps.
You think he'll still play? He's got that issue with his
he was limited. He was limited in practice, but and this is what makes it difficult, right? Because you do got Ben Bartsch.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't have a lot of guys. I think Ben Bartsch makes the most sense here.
So you think Ben? So no.
You don't have that many old linemen.
I know, because we didn't even get to center yet. My thing is, if Jake Brendel, and I'm not saying that's who you're going to pick, but if Jake Brendel has to play the whole game, why can't Aaron Banks? Is it because of injury? Because if so, then it's got to be Barch.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard too, Ben Barch has been taking center snaps this week a lot too. So understood. He might be your center.
Oh gosh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. You see why that Brock Purdy ain't playing. You see why Brock Purdy's not playing.
They doing Sam dirty. They doing him dirt.
It's
the
rough,
dirty man. Dog. Dirty Sam.
And so, man, part of me, I think I like Aaron Banks there the most.
I do now, too, but I don't know if we...
I would prefer Ben Barch here.
So then let's
I would prefer Banks here.
So you, we're saying most snaps. So that doesn't mean he doesn't get a snap or two off or 10 off. He's going to have to play.
Aaron Banks coming back from injury has played the worst month of football in his professional career. It's a
1,000%.
It's been awful. Now, what? I don't want him starting in a playoff game if he's not back. Now, how do you determine that? Practice is huge, but like if
you
got to
give
go,
him a game, you got to give him game snaps.
You need positive snaps under his belt because he's been terrible, man.
Well, if we're following the same rule and we're being consistent and we're saying players that come up, we got Juwan Jennings at his natural spot. Aaron Banks should be able to play his natural spot.
Now, if Barch doesn't play center, then I want Corey Luciano getting the most snaps off the practice squad.
Can understood.
If he gets elevated. Safety position is going to be rough. You're going to need one of those. But the Corey Luciano is kind of my backup.
Oh, shit. You didn't even get to the defense yet, John. Oh,
I know, man. You see what Kyle's going through. And so
this is why we're doing this exercise, broski.
You got to cut one of these guys. Now you're even harder.
Good golly, O'Malley. Right guard Spencer Burford need to play the rest of his life.
I agree. I will say he had a really good game.
He did, but that's why. He needs the consistency.
I really want Feliciano to rest.
I don't know who we're putting at right tackle.
Right tackle, Colton McKivitz you put back out there. Matt Pryor.
Oh, Pryor. For guys on the active 53.
Matt Pryor. And he could be, yeah.
Hey.
He plays everything. I don't know, man. That dude plays.
So for those that are just tuning into the show, we're talking about the players that aren't going to start, but they're going to get the most snaps. That's why we're calling this O snaps. Okay? So like we got the offense. We'll come back. We'll review it at the very top after we finish. We got to get to the defense.
Yeah, right?
Because this is where it's going to get rough and stuff with the Afro Puffs. I can tell you that right now. Because there's one position, maybe even two, maybe even three, that we're going to struggle with.
Yeah. I'm making it now, so just...
No. Listen, bro, this is on the fly, man. You can't be on this show if you can't perform on the fly. But that's...
You ain't wrong, man. And it's like, it's what we do, though. Like, whether it's at our
wait,
parties
at our tailgates,
or whatever.
Wait. Yo, hey, Breezy, man, I know you weren't supposed to do this, but listen, man, if you don't mind doing this, John, I got it, bro. I got you. We do. We good. No
you ain't
worries.
Wrong.
No you worries. Wrong. The whole purpose is to not worry. And it means no worries. But, John, like, I'm looking at the defense, and I'm nervous. Because if you ask me where the drop-off may be, it may be not because we have depth on defense, but the quality of depth on defense at certain positions. So, here we go. Okay, defensive end. We're going to start with is Nick Bosa the left side or the right side?
It don't matter.
I need a full game out of Randy Gregory. I'm going to give you that. I need all, what did he get, 40 snaps, 60 snaps? I need them all.
He's been frustrating this year because he's very good and his effort's pretty good. It just can't keep outside Kate to save his damn life. He just can't stay outside. He just can't do it. But it's been well worth the trade. The trade's been worth it, no doubt about it. But like, I just wish he was a little bit more disciplined. But that's who Randy Gregory's been since college.
He's just I'm trying to get to the damn quarterback. Period.
Do we want to stick with both defensive ends?
Let's go with both defensive ends.
Man, I'm going Robert Beale Jr. Oh my God,
Jesus!
I want to see that cat get snap.
I don't know
snap,
if I want to see him get
snap.
The most snaps though. But I'm gonna rock with your list. I'm gonna rock with it.
Who would you put out there besides him? I mean, you've got
Chase the motor.
Young. Do you want Cleveland Farrell? No.
I kind of do want Cleveland Farrell. I kind of want the motor out there. Now I know he's been playing all season. I know. I get it. I do want to see snaps from Robert Beal Jr.
Robert Beal Jr. has played 15 snaps this year. Chase Young 678. He hasn't had a bye week.
Nah, Chase Young gets the whole 2 weeks off.
Yeah, Randy Gregory 385. So he's got some. He hasn't played much.
How many Cleveland Farrell got?
465.
See, that's why I think he gets snaps.
Yeah. Yeah. I want Robert Beal to play. Like
so that's why I said I would go Gregory Farrell, most snaps, and special snaps for Robert Beal. Because he's still kind of getting worked in. He's still young behind the ears. Wet behind the ears.
15 snaps, man. Like,
so what if he gets 25 this game? So that's 10 more snaps. Let's go Robert Beal Jr. All right, let's go with interior. You ready? Right.
Yes, sir. Who's your number one? Who do you want?
Sebastian Joseph Day. Like, he has to get all this. We need to see what we got in him signing him as a free agent. I want to see if you know.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You know, and we're looking at snaps. Man, it's been pretty dispersed. Listen to these snap counts. Eric Armstead, 509.
Yep.
Kinlaw, 438. Givens, 354.
Mm-hmm.
Hargrave, 615.
So it's got to be Givens, right?
Givens. I think Givens.
Or do you start Kinlaw, but you make sure Givens gets these snaps.
Yeah, I want him getting the most. He had a terrible week, man. He got destroyed by Samuel Cosmi. That dude owned him. And then you put Kinlaw over there, and Kinlaw handled his business against Cosmi, but played terrible against the other guy. Like, it was just like, hey, can we just switch? When Givens is on this side, he does well. When Kinlaw's on the side, he does well. But that's not their usual spots. I wish they just would have just flipped them the whole time. But That's the way it goes.
We know after the fact.
So,
guys, we'll get to some of your questions at the end of the show. We'll get to them at the end. I want to finish this exercise. This is actually fun. This is making me nervous.
This is what, like, it's so easy to sit there and say, rest your players. But when you sit down and you look at it and you're just like, oh, shit. We're going to put this dude out there for 30 snaps? Like, we can't do that. But we're going to do it. So here we go. Linebacker, this is fun because we got a lot of young pups, man.
But is this the mic?
Let's label these. That'll help us. Let's do Mike.
Let's
Will,
do Will and Sam.
Sam, yeah, that'll help. So, all Mike, right, so who's calling the defense?
This is the toughest one for me. Now, I know Jalen Graham did it in the preseason.
I know who I want. We're going to disagree.
I know. I'm going DFF. I think you put Oren Burks there. Oh, I forgot about Burks.
I want Oren Burks there.
I thought he would rest.
What would happen if Fred did get hurt?
And that was because Burks was hurt.
I want Burks there.
So
here's what I would do. I would say, hey, Oren Burks. Then I would go DFF.
No, I got you. I got
then
you.
Burks was Jalen Graham.
But Burks was injured. And so when Burks was injured.
Right. They both were hurt.
Yeah.
So here's what I would do. I'd say, all right, Burks, you're going to get the whole first quarter. DFF, you're getting the whole second quarter. Jalen Graham, you get the whole second half. That's how I would do that.
Damn, you treating it like preseason three for sure.
I'm just saying, man, I want these guys to get work because DFF is not part of my future plans. Oren Burks is in an expiring contract. Everything's about this game for sure.
Understood.
But at the same time, I want to know, can Jalen Graham be my backup Mike linebacker next year?
And like I said in the preseason, John, this is where he was. Now, he had a bunch of boo-boos, and he was calling the shots.
Big explosives, though, too. And that's what you get with young pups, right?
Yeah.
Huge explosive. Awesome,
and then you get
tackle,
the huge
velocity.
Misses as well.
Yeah. And then
it's gambling, right? Will, linebacker. It's got to be. This is probably where DFF will go, right?
He hasn't played it. He's played the salmon mic.
I got him mixed up. So this is where D Winters will go.
I think Winters goes here. Yeah. Winters is, and I
this
think
is the
he's
Dre Green
further
Lowe.
Ahead yeah. than Graham by a lot.
And DFF will go as the Sam.
I agree with that. And I think this one, and so here's what I would do personally. I would do, okay, DFF, you start here. And what happens is when Oren Burks is done after the first quarter,
you become the Mike.
DFF, you go to Mike, and then Jalen Graham, you step in here. And there then after that, Curtis Robinson, you step in here.
Curtis is on the active 53?
No, he's on the scout team. So, yeah, I'm not calling up a linebacker. I'm going to take back what I said.
No, but that's a great idea, dude. There's two players that are going to get called up. And the story of Curtis Robinson just broke this weekend about him doing the team a solid and wanting to be here. And F that, I'm going to be like, I'm just saying this. They might do the 49ers are the most solid organization in the world. Craig, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. This might be an opportunity that Curtis Robinson gets this week. And if you're John, Wayne Breezy wants to win this game. I'm sure John Chapman wants to win. I'm sure Kyle Shanahan wants to win. But I really think he's treating it like a developmental type of a game, and he just wants to see what his players can get. If we get the win, we get the win.
I agree. Also, that was your second Friday reference so far. I applaud you.
Dude, I can't help it because I just listened to Cat Williams and how he shitted on
the whole. I haven't heard it yet. Everybody's talking about it.
Okay, so I'm going to shut up. You just got to watch. It's 2.5 hours long on YouTube, so just get ready.
It's happening.
Okay. Here's where it's going to get rough.
Okay. Now we got two outside corners, okay? So we're going to start there, and then we got to do a nickel too, though.
Jason Verrett is not on the active roster, ladies and gents.
Not. But I'm activating that.
He has to be called up this week, right? So that's one spot. This will be his second spot.
He would be nickel only. That's all he's practiced. He has not taken one outside snap.
Less, then put him at the nick.
Okay, cool. I like that.
So. Then put the young pups at the cornerback spot, man. Let me see Womack III and Darrell Luter Jr. We got a third and a junior. Put them out there.
That's a good backup. Like, when have we had corner depth like this?
Listen.
Is good.
I'm listening. Shut up,
this
Wayne.
Steve Wilkes, man. Like, this is good.
Second most votes of defensive coordinator of the year, right?
I love Steve Wilkes, man.
This was actually fairly easy, actually, now that I think about it, because we do let me just break down the talent.
Well, we ain't said safety yet.
No. I was talking about cornerbacks. I'm not even getting to the safeties. I wanted to talk about the cornerbacks because some people still don't know who Luter Jr. is. People know who Womack III is because they've seen him play. Womack is a playmaking, stick to the glue outside corner. If you put him in the slot, he's playing out of position. He's going to bumble and stumble. Will Womack get torched or burnt down the field? I mean, that's something to be seen. But the thing I like about him is he could play a really good press man. He can jam you up off the line of scrimmage. He's a bigger cornerback in sense. Well, I would say stronger cornerback. Darrell Luter Jr. is a menace. He does not give up passes. So good luck. He might give up a catch. He might get a penalty, but he won't give up the pass. Like, he understands how to play his position. Now, we haven't seen much of him, number 28, but this is really a great game. Why we think he's going to get the most snaps. And John just came out and said, listen, Verrett is back. They got to call him up. That's one of your practice squad spots. You got to get him out there. He's only been practicing that nickel. This will be a good game just to see if he can stay healthy for a whole damn game. Because I can tell you right now that the Los Angeles Rams are going to come out with 3 wide receivers. That's 11 personnel the whole damn game. I can tell you that. That's what they're going to do. That's what they got. They built off the wide receiver position. And Carson Wentz is going to be a gunslinger. Here we go. It's now Tales from the Dark Side because I am lost in the sauce. There's no Jair Brown. There's no Tashaun Gibson. There's no Talanoa Hufanga. Nope. So now Logan Ryan.
Gone. 4 safeties down, man.
Put Logan Ryan in one of them slots, dog.
Yeah, he played decent.
He was not good, but put him in the slot.
Decent.
Who else you going to use? He only had that. He had that one penalty.
Yeah, and he had some bad angles where he should have came down in the alley on their one touchdown.
Which safety on this team don't have bad angles?
I know. I said in my breakdown, I was like, dude, that looked just like Jair Brown. That looked like just like Jair Brown. Like whenever you got like a 10-year vet and a first-year rookie making the same mistake, it's like, God bless, man. Like,
okay, John. Man. Here's the story about Eric Harris, because I see my man saying, Shades by Shardell says Eric Harris, the Niners will have to offer him a contract.
Yeah, you'd have to cut somebody else.
You have to cut somebody.
He's been elevated twice already.
There you go. So would it be Taylor Hawkins?
I'm going Taylor Hawkins, and it wasn't even close for me because I love this kid.
He's the only person left. That's why you go Taylor Hawkins.
He's never been activated during a thing. He's been the practice squad player.
He got activated last week.
Hawkins did?
I thought he did. Didn't Taylor Hawkins get brought up once?
He's got zero snaps. If he got brought up, he would have been on special teams.
I thought Taylor Hawkins got brought up. Now, I could be wrong. It could have been Tay Martin, and I could be off.
It was Tay Martin and Eric Harris last week, I think.
Okay. I don't know. But I thought I saw Taylor Hawkins had a brought up, and so we'll figure it out.
He's got zero career snaps currently.
So then that's your guy. So there it is.
I think you reward him. And I think that this is definitely where one of the practice squad spots elevations has to go because you got nobody else. There's nobody that can play.
All right. Well, so.
Maybe. Oh, well, hold on. I might. This one would be
Oliver.
Isaiah Oliver.
Put him in the box, right?
I mean, he's been taking safety snaps. He played safety whenever we lost two guys.
So the question is, do you bring up a practice squad guy or do you go with the guy that's been taking the snaps? That's the $100 million question, John.
So like, okay, well, let's play this. You have to activate a safety. You can't go into a game with two safeties. And
so you have to bring him up anyway. So Hawkins comes up anyway.
Who's the second practice squad guy we're bringing up? Because if we're looking at this list.
We brought up one earlier. I thought it was going to be Verrett. Corey Luciano.
Safety.
That's it. That's all we brought up.
So
this is interesting.
Do we keep the safety down and then you basically tell Feliciano or a healthy Jake Brendel, look, dude, you're going to be playing.
No, you just take out Corey Luciano.
When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. And MyBookie doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no strings attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw, quick. Carries a one-time rollover. Can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there. So bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS and let's go. Let's make some money together.
And Brendel starts. He gets the snaps. Ben Bartsch comes and relieves him. There you go. That's it. Bartsch is on. Now let's go to the defense. Verrett has to be brought up. And I wouldn't be surprised. And then you bring up Hawkins. So you're bringing up two defensive players. And then Isaiah Oliver might get the start, but Hawkins will get the most snaps.
Yeah.
I think that's how it'll look. Let's go back to the top of this list, bro, because here's what's interesting. Yo, there's only going to be two running backs. Elijah Mitchell's going to have to play. Jordan Mason will get the snaps, most snaps, but Elijah Mitchell has to start. You have two running backs? Oh, my gosh. That's scary. We didn't bring up anybody.
We didn't.
We can't.
You go empty set all the time. I mean, if Jordan Mason goes down, Kyle Juszczyk's there.
Yeah. But Mitchell's going. I think Mitchell plays. They can't activate TDP because he's on the practice squad, and we already activated
two guys. So
the two defensive players.
If they had to do that, they would not activate Verrett, keep Isaiah Oliver there
at the nickel
running back.
And then they'll put Isaiah Oliver at the nickel.
Yep.
Okay.
It's gross. It's gross,
well,
bro.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the O Snaps because what an exercise. John, we got 5 minutes left to give the game plan. So since this is one of those type of games where, you know, it is what it is. John's going to have this game plan, and it's probably going to take him 30 seconds. All right, John, what's the game plan to defeat these red hot Rams?
Do you know what my favorite ice cream is, Wayne? Do you know what my favorite ice cream is?
I can't remember. Rocky Road?
It's straight up vanilla, man. Oh. I'm like that guy. I'm that guy. And that's what this game should be. You run your base package on offense, defense, special teams, and you say, I want execution. That's it. We're not throwing counter plays. We're not doing all that stuff. We are running basic vanilla. I want to see if you can operate our basic scheme at an NFL game type level, and we'll see what happens. Our depth is better than their depth. There's no question about that. They have a lot more younger depth.
Agreed.
And so that's a little variable, but the Rams are a top heavy squad. That's the way that they have established their team. All their top heavy guys, not playing. So I want to go out there and out fundamental them. I want to go out there and out execute them. That's what I want to see. Offense, defense, special teams. We do us. Probably going to see this team soon. Kyle Shanahan's alluded to that. They beat the Cowboys, which I think they're on par with the Cowboys. I think that's a coin flip game. You're going to be seeing this team again. If Matt Stafford plays the way Matt Stafford's been playing, they've won 6 out of 7. I know a lot of people are scared of the Rams. I'm not. But I think they've got an opportunity to go out there for sure. So keep it vanilla. Don't show too much, even though you play them all the time and we know each other and we used to coach together and all that, whatever else. Keep it vanilla. Go out there, execute. You win your one-on-one matchups. Get this dub. Extend the back-to-back. I'm wearing the freaking Conquer the West shirt. Thank you, JP. Extend back-to-back years undefeated in the NFC West. I want this game. I do. But I don't want to tip my hat too much to what's going to come in the playoffs.
I agree 100%. For Applesauce, got a bunch of questions. He says, Breezy and John, don't forget, we will not be playing all Rams ones. They will do the similar snaps. And he also wanted to know what their depth would look like in this particular game.
They broke the Rams broke the record for most undrafted free agents to make the roster, the 53-man roster. Like
they had to. They had no choice.
they had no draft picks. They had no money, and they just undrafted draft picks galore. Now a lot of them have panned out. A lot of them haven't, and so. Yeah, this is good for them, too, because now they get to see what their future is going to look like and who hits and who doesn't. But as far as the talent level, that's the side of the Niners. And now execution, we'll see. That's what the game's going to determine.
And so, like, sometimes you could be the most talented, but be the most poorly executed, make the most mistakes. Talent doesn't mean you're better. And so that's where I come in and I'm like, but those guys have been playing a little bit together. They all came in undrafted. They all came in kind of like the same way. They've been together a little bit longer. They might be a little bit more cohesive. They might be a little bit more better in executing. But the Niners got to win this game, hands down. Like, period. End of discussion by any means necessary. Corey says, Wayne, Breezy, John, what are the ranking on the Rams?
Right. Yeah, I got that right here. Just so you know. So offensively, the Rams are 8th in
top 10.
They're 7th in total yards. Defensively, 19th in points scored and 19th in yards. However, their last 3 games, Giants, Saints, Commanders, 3 of the worst offenses in the NFL, and they've handled them. But they have played very well. I mean, they lost in overtime against the Ravens. They beat the Browns in Joe Flacco's first game back. So they've got some quality wins. And a big reason why that's taking place is their defense has finally started to catch on and play like a top 10 unit. They were terrible the first half. Defense is playing better, still not great, but better. And that's why they've been able to stay in these games.
Rashawn Booth says, what about Jeremy McNichols at running back? I don't think they can.
Been elevated twice already.
Yeah, he's done. They would have to offer. So guys, with the practice squad guys, you can only be elevated 2 times. And then if the Niners want to offer you, the rule is they would have to offer the player a contract. And I don't think they're
going to cut somebody else
and then make them to the active roster. Yeah. And I don't think they need him to be that guy. He served his purpose, you know, at the time. We got a super chat contribution that we'll probably close out the show with my man, James Welsh. John, touchdown, baby.
Yeah. We should be talking about the divisional opponent. What do you think? Who do you think that'd be? Who would you not want to play? I don't care about anybody in the NFC. Probably the Packers would be my least favorite, but that's just because they're a new unknown and whatever else. And the way their team's pretty solid, very, very solid depth. One of the best, like, well-rounded teams, but they don't have elite talent anywhere. They have zero Pro Bowlers. So that would be the one that I'm just like, kind of like, But the NFC, I have no issues playing any team in the NFC. It's not a quality division.
Yeah, man, I agree with you 1,478%. Look, I don't think any team pumps fear into the San Francisco 49ers. I've been staple on saying the only way the Niners will lose is if they beat themselves. And so I'm going to continue to say that. Like, they just need to go out there and stick to their game plan, make small minor adjustments when need be, and they can beat any team that comes up in front of them and that they have to face. But if I did have to pick a team, and if I had to pick an unknown team, it would be the Detroit Lions. And it's basically simply because Dan Campbell is just a motherfucking fireball, like straight up. And so the Niners will have to play fireball-based football, which means they got to be aware of anything Dan Campbell may do. We've watched Dan Campbell go 2-point conversions, go for it on 4th and 27s. Like, this is, I mean, this is, that's what you got to be prepared. The moment you get caught sleeping is the moment you give up an explosive play on a play that they should be punting. So it would be the Lions for me. They really don't have anything to lose. They feel like they'll be able to contest and be back. The Niners, they're all in. And they need to make sure that they're on their P's and Q's week in and week out. So no team fears me. But if I had to stay away from a team, be the Lions.
Yeah, I like that. Now, the only time you can play the Lions is the NFC Championship, because we're one, they're three, or two, they could be two. So it's impossible to play them the divisional round. I think the most likely situation is the Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah.
That's the...
Which
that's
I want to see. Like, that's what I want. Give me Eagles. Give me Birds. Stay away from the Rams.
I like it. I like it.
All right. John, what a great show, man. You are just one of the most amazing people of all time. I want to make sure I got to some most of the questions. One more question from Kali. Better acquisition, Chase or Randy Gregory?
Chase is better. You paid more, but not a lot more. Chase would be the one.
And then last but not least, from a man, Manly, you think they will put Debo in like they did in the simulation game? Debo will probably start the game. I think they get a series. I think, John, let's talk about the starters real quick in this particular game. They get a series, right? They get a series with Sam Darnold, and you see what they can do. And if they score, they score. If they don't, they out.
Yeah, I could see a Kyle tell him, look, y'all go down and score in the opening possession. You know, my five key starters, you're out. Trent, Debo, Ayuk, George, Kyle Juszczyk, you're out. If not, you know, we might see three drives. So you go out there and have a bad drive, we might see three drives. So that's usually the way he handles thing. And, you know, when I think about to all the preseason games with Kyle, he's like, well, I felt like I saw enough and they were doing well, so I decided to get them out. Like, that's usually the logic that, you know, Shanahan goes through. So they go out and do well early, y'all get to ride the bench and chill and cheer on your teammates, which is what they want.
This is what they want. They get to be mini coaches. I kind of like that. And you can kind of see them kind of be the big brothers of the guys that's out there. Like, I want to see Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, like, schooling freaking Ronnie Bell when he goes out there. I just want to see things like that. Score prediction, John, we out of here, bro. And you can take us home right after your score prediction.
I'm going to go 17 to 13. 17 to 13. I don't think this is going to be a fun one.
I got you. I'm going 24-13.
Ooh, okay.
I think the Niners get up 24 points. They get three touchdowns and a field goal. That's me. That's three touchdowns.
I would sign up for that right now. And right now the point spread's 4 points. 49ers are favored by four. Okay. So yeah, I would totally be fine with that one. All right. Sign me up.
John, guess what? You get to take us home, bro.
Guys, this is awesome. I want to say thank you to the community, the support, the interactions, all those things is incredible. It's crazy being here. The one seed locked up this season. Just think about everything that we've been through this year. It's been incredible, but it's not done. And so, yeah, I get it. This game probably doesn't hold a lot of weight for the 2023 season, but it's going to let us know a lot about the future, the depth, and just the culture that is the 49ers. I hate the damn Rams, the same old sorry-ass Rams. They're trash. No respect whatsoever for them. I don't have it. I just don't have it. I don't fear them at all. I don't care how many games they win. Don't care. Carson Wentz, McVay, bring it on. Niners going to handle business with their backups, which I love. You're going to get their backups too. Niners going to win this one, and we're just going to take a nice week off in the bye week. Till next time, we love y'all. As always, stay strong, faithful. Yeah,
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Faithful, are you facing challenges getting new clients for your business? Power Brand Systems is changing the game for many businesses like yours. Score touchdowns worth of quality leads with their innovative online marketing tools. And also, I got to say this, the owner is part of the Faithful, close friend of mine. He helped build the 49ersrush.com, which is feeding my family. Whether you're aiming to skyrocket your business visibility with high converting ads, stand out on Google searches, or gather 5-star reviews, Power Brand Systems has got your back. And my favorite thing about what they do, they have a social media planner feature that's a true game changer. I've been using it, post flow effortlessly across various social media accounts. You won't find this level of convenience anywhere else. And on top of that, you can try it for 14 days completely risk-free. Visit PowerBrandSystems.com/John, J-O-H-N. That's PowerBrandSystems.com/John to get started today. Because let's face it, when it comes to boosting your business, why make it complicated? Keep it simple, keep it smart. Here's to your unstoppable success.